This is Unleashing Leadership, and I'm your host, Travis Moss, and welcome to an episode all about greed, incompetence, and lazy leadership. A few episodes ago, we talked about the importance of leadership in the whole Just Cause journey, and today we're going to try to bridge to a concept called ethical fading, which we're going to cover in good detail in the next episode. But today is about setting the foundation for that discussion. As Simon describes it, ethical fading is a condition of a culture where people are allowed to act in unethical ways while falsely believing they have not breached any ethical principles. So we're going to get into detail on ethical fading in our next episode. So I don't want to go any further with what that actually is today, but I do want to work on the foundation as far as where it comes from. Where does ethical fading get a foothold in your business? And I think it's a byproduct, let's say, of lazy leadership. As I was preparing for this episode, I was also thinking that it's also about greed and incompetence. So I want to work through greed and incompetence for a quick moment, because I think greed and incompetence are actually a part of lazy leadership. Not always present in all situations of lazy leadership, but certainly can be attributed towards lazy leadership. The desire to be more profitable is not a sign of bad leadership. The desire to make more money is not a sign of bad leadership. I don't even think that those are a desire or greed. You could say, I'd like to make more money because I want a nicer house or send my kids to school or whatever. That doesn't mean you're greedy. I work really hard and I want to make more money. That doesn't make you greedy. We have a good product. We want to make more money on it. That doesn't make the business greedy. People do like to point the finger, though, at corporations for making too much money. And they point the finger at the bosses for making too much money. And they say, you know, they're greedy. Those greedy corporations, those greedy CEOs. But if you're chasing a just cause, money is going to be really, really helpful for you. And if you want a stable and sustainable business, money's going to help. It all requires money. You want to be able to invest and build towards your cause. You want to help people. It all costs money. Nonprofits will run around and they'll say, well, it's not about money. Look at us. You know, we're doing this and we're not greedy. Yes, they are. What university have you ever gone to that doesn't call you incessantly about donating money to them? Or what nonprofit doesn't send you a letter asking you for money? It's all about money. You got to have money. So asking for money or wanting money doesn't make you greedy. What makes you greedy is when you start to do unethical things to get more. That's what makes you greedy. I think that that's part of lazy leadership too. Remember, our virtues are what we do. What we do over and over and over again to kind of build our character. Well, it takes really good leadership to hold everybody accountable to our virtues. Remember, we did the whole Humble, Hungry, Smart. We did a whole season, right? On the ideal team player. This whole concept of humble, hungry, smart, virtues, all that kind of stuff. The leader has to be the gatekeeper. Who are we letting in? Do they have the right virtues? Are they willing to do what we need to do over and over and over again and walk the line? Or we've done an episode on incentives. Do we create these incentives that promote certain behaviors, allow certain people in the door because, you know, we're trying to match these incentives? And the incentives create opportunities for greed to come in. You get what you incentivize. Well, sometimes leaders get lazy because they got to pick the battles and they don't want to deal with situations and they're afraid of the consequences. That's kind of, we did an episode on money cancer. It's kind of where that starts to come in. Not knowing or making mistakes is not a sign of bad leadership. Everybody's going to make mistakes. It doesn't make them a bad leader. Nobody has all the information. It doesn't make them a bad leader. But are we making mistakes and learning from them? Or are we just being negligent? Leaders get lazy sometimes on working on themselves. They get lazy on holding themselves accountable to high standards and demanding their own personal growth. So based on these observations, I think that greed and incompetence really can be part of lazy leadership. So although it doesn't really sound threatening, though, lazy leadership can be pretty toxic. It can kill. In fact, that's normally what does kill an organization. It's also where one of the symptoms would be ethical fading. Lazy leadership is killing the organization, and you start to see ethical fading like a rash starts to pop up, and you go, oh, okay. Lazy leaders will say things like their situation is everybody else's fault. But leaders are responsible for all the people that are responsible for the results. So who's actually responsible? Who should be held accountable? Blame all you want. It's still you at the top. You still set the standards. So when a leader is allowed to blame others, that's lazy leadership. That's what we're talking about. It's the leader not being accountable. There are also leaders who, for some reason, hold on to their position, but don't really like to deal with people problems. They don't really care about others. These are leaders that think structure replaces responsibility. They say, well, you know, we're going to create systems and we're going to create rules, and those are going to act as the policing authority. And if there's a problem, we'll just tighten the policy or stiffen the penalty. It seems to be how, like, our government works, right? Second, something bad happens, we'll just make more rules and stiffen the penalty. But there's no investment in helping people understand the actual problem, where it's coming from, what the underlying issues are, their role in it. We end up fostering this environment of fear and individualism and self-preservation. It's hard to set standards. Well, it's not hard to set standards. Anybody can set a standard. It's hard to hold people to standards. Because some people don't want to. Some people will just leave. Then you have problems, right? People walking out and you got turnover. Remember we talked about waste isn't always bad. Turnover isn't always bad. Sometimes you got to let people walk. Hold people to higher standards. It's hard, though, to figure out how to reach milestone after milestone after milestone. It can be a grind. It's not fun all the time. It's hard keeping people inspired all the time. We have to work on ourselves. Sometimes we need, as leaders, we need somebody to help us stay inspired. You get inspiration as a leader from the people around you. The people who are getting inspiration from you, if you're a good leader, you're picking up the same amount of inspiration from them. In fact, you may probably actually get more inspiration from them. They'll never know that. They'll think you're the most inspiring person in their life, yet they are by far and away the most inspiring thing in your life. It's hard dealing with problems and helping people understand why and just effectively solve underlying issues. And lazy leaders don't do these things. I think lazy leadership is like a slow growing cancer. It creeps one person at a time. One, then the next. Until there's so much sickness that the entire organization just suddenly collapses. It was always there just under the surface. It just finally bubbled up. And once it does that, it blows up.